my first beer.
Welcome, everyone, to Step Brewers episode 49. It is our absolute pleasure to be here. To my left, Clint Donahoe, Papa Sweden himself.
Ugh. It's happening.
I know, right? I'm actually trying tonight.
I know, and it's good to be back.
I love the enthusiasm.
And it's like a normal episode. No more of this mixed culture bullshit.
Can you just settle down a moment? And in front of me is the Juice Wolf himself, Ali Davis.
Hello, I'm back.
Wearing your official Juice Wolf t-shirt.
I am, actually.
Now, I have some urgent news, guys. We are interrupting our regular programming of the Time and Barrel series to just give you a fucking plain old episode. A fun episode. We'll get to that in a moment.
It's been a while. How do we do these?
True. Hard work,
It's just full-time banter, and we don't let people talk for hours.
Yeah, hard work, Rogan. Cool. Ali, what are we drinking?
What are we drinking? You're pouring it. You tell me. Okay. I have no idea.
I have the Margaret River Strata IPA. Now, this was sent to us by the ambassador in WA himself, Rob Stew. Thank you very much.
We have been saving this. I'm so excited for this beer.
Some pretty epic beer mail. If you ever have a beer you want us to try, like, feel free to send it our way.
Looks glorious.
We cannot possibly get access to everything in Australia.
It is clear.
We try. Wow. I love clear beer. Cheers to clear beer.
Hold on. Why aren't you pouring me one?
Oh, sorry. Fuck, I forgot to tell you. So, guys, tonight, this episode is Black IPAs clap back.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Now,
for fuck's sake.
Our mate Klimpert here has been talking a bit of smack about the beloved Black IPA for quite a while. Haven't you, Klimt?
I haven't been kind.
He has not. So, tonight, I've actually poured Klimt a Kaiju Cthulhu on the Moon, the Black IPA.
You're drinking black IPAs all night.
All fucking night. And we get to drink whatever the fuck we want.
And you guys are drinking the delicious beer mail.
Yeah.
Have a sip of the delicious beer mail.
You may not. It's already in the glass. Enjoy.
Sorry, it's still COVID times, mate. We don't share glass.
Cheers, Ali.
Cheers. Oh, yeah.
This is absolutely fucked.
That's delicious. Oh, how's yours?
Do you like Strata, Klimt?
I fucking love Strata.
This is delightful.
This is Strata baby.
If you're going to give me a black IPA to start with, a Kaiju is a good start, though. It's fine.
Yeah, it's going to get...
This is going to be a long night, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. It is.
We've had a lot of beer recommends flying in from our patrons for you tonight. We've got a lot going on.
Get ready. Those assholes. Yeah. Awesome.
Speaking of Patreon, we would like to give a warm welcome to our new patron, Gus. Welcome on board, mate.
Pale Tales. You're beaut. Thank you so much, mate.
He actually, legend of the show, he did a bit of a brew pig Kerry Wilson and went through the whole backlog.
We're so sorry about those early episodes. They were rough.
Yeah. But
very rough.
He caught up quick. He caught up quick.
Damn, he did.
But the thing is, though, quickly, he did like put in a little bit of feedback every episode or like what we talked about.
I appreciate it.
And it was like a little bit of a flashback. It was really cool.
Yeah, very much.
It was really
cool. Top you up there.
Oh, thanks. I definitely need the rest of that cane.
I love this so much.
This is the worst idea you've ever
had. Give you a little whip.
A little black
whippy boy. Oh, yeah. Black ring.
Much like black IPAs. But why, though?
So do you want to explain a little bit, before we get into the depths of the episode, what your issue with black IPAs are? Why this is happening to you, if anyone doesn't know.
Where to begin?
It all happened a long time ago.
Black IPAs are just done so poorly in Australia. But apparently I said that to a few too many people, and now, you know, the ambassador of WA is sending black IPAs. The kings of the north are sending black IPAs. Like, every second beer mail seems to have black IPAs in it.
Oh, Ellie and I went out shopping for black IPAs too, just so you know.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Okay. But the problem is, I have enjoyed black IPAs before. I think if we think back to back when Modus were good. Are we talking like 2018?
I miss these kind of episodes where we just talk shit. We don't have a guess.
Back when Modus were good, they did Cascadian Howl, which was a very, very impressive shower beer. But I just think they're done very poorly, and a lot of the time they're a bit like, why can't we just have a hoppy beer on this side and a dark beer on that side? Like, we don't need to combine them.
Funny you should say combine them.
What have you fucking done now?
Nothing.
This gets better.
On with the episode.
Yeah.
Now for everyone's favorite segment, Ali, take us in.
Oh, yeah, a bit of sip skip.
Mm.
Get into it. Let's do it.
No, thank you. Ooh, that's your keeper. Sip, skip, or cellar.
Sip, skip, or cellar. We're back. Three little beers to get into. Number one, Rocky Ridge. Oh, we've got this in the fridge, and I am fired up about it. The Imperial Custard Tart.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm frothing to try this.
Oh. I've been training my body on custard tarts.
But we do have a special moment that we will share all together with that beer. We're going to go down to the Bush Bakery in Tassie.
Shout out to the Bush Bakery.
The best wobbly jiggly custard tarts in the game. And we're going to buy a custard tart each and we're going to open that bad boy down there and have it side by side.
You ain't had custard jiggle until you've had this custard jiggle.
I just shivered from head to toe.
You don't even know the jiggle.
So it's definitely, well, hard for us to get down here, but luckily, thanks to Rob Stew, our friend of the show, sending us one of these cans, we can consume it.
Rob, when you come down, we're going to share some custard tart with you.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Sellers all around, boys. I think so.
Oh, hard sellers, yeah.
Second.
I heard very good things.
Yeah, no, heard really good things. I remember we had the non-imperial version, yeah. And I did enjoy that, but apparently the imperial version is a lot better.
A lot of sellers flying around.
That's right.
For sure.
Mixing up a little bit here with beer number two, Your Mates. Now, we haven't had any Your Mates beers before. Well, I haven't.
Not my fucking mates.
Pretty high on the top 100.
Did very well rated on Gab's Catnip. This is a Gab's beer, salt and vinegar. So
I'm a big skip because salt and vinegar is bullshit.
Straight off,
fight me.
Didn't even get to explain the beer.
I'm excited, not for this beer in particular, but for the little Gab's pack that we can pick up at Dan's because it's a nice little thing, like not having Gabs and getting this little pack of, you know, pack of delights, and they're all like themed around carnival and, you know, festivals.
So when we do open our packs, Ian, you're not going to have that one. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
You can have the Modus Hazy.
Oh, no, I'm going to have the Golden Strongman.
You'll have none because I've got to photograph them all, so.
The Golden Strongman we have two of because the Hope Estate Sunny Boy was not included in the pack.
Ah, right.
It was a late scratching.
Okay, fair enough.
Damn. Which is very Gabs.
Yeah.
It is. It is. It's on brand.
It is
it's on brand.
Late
the pack.
Scratching. Late scratching.
Well, obviously I'm going to sip it because I'll
Cause you have get no some, choice.
I have no choice, but it. I don't know, vinegar in a beer. It's an interesting
I think it's actually,
palate thing for me. I don't know. It might throw me off a bit.
I don't think it's going to be good, full disclosure. Okay. But I do like the ballsiness of those guys. Who historically have done quite approachable beer. So, you know, hat off to them for trying something different.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Interested.
We will see. We will see. And this this came out a week or so ago, a couple of weeks actually. Our friends, Deeds.
Official friend of the show.
Definitely an official. JC. One, at least one of them is an official friend of the show. I feel like we can call them official brewery of the show. So... Our boys, Deeds. A quiet deed.
I am a Deeds fuckboy.
Birthday Bevo. And it's a... haven't had it yet, but...
I slept on it. I didn't. I didn't order any.
The thing is, they are selling out on pre-sale pretty quick. Yep. All the time, consistently now.
Yep.
And this one was no exception. The birthday beer, triple IPA oat cream with 8 of their favourite hops.
Whew.
From memory, that's a lot of hops to remember, but...
I just remember on their gram they had a little cheeky quarter pallet of hop boxes that they were putting in.
Oh, I remember that pic.
And a few brewers down here were looking at it saying, cool, there's our annual hop consumption going in a tank.
Yeah, yep. Galaxy, Vic Secret, Motueka, Citra, Cryo, Strata, Idaho 7, Mosaic, and Simcoe. Yes, please.
So they took
I hope
anything,
this doesn't suck.
They took anything Banks wanted to do for the next year and went, too late, we bought it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, I'm
nervous.
Yeah.
Not as nervous as I was for Frey.
It's 11%, baby.
Oh, also, untapped responses. I just saw a Frey review the other day.
Oh, yes.
I am fucking coming for you, son. You know who you are.
Oh, we do love those.
I am fucking coming. You've got no idea,
Jesus.
Mate.
Jesus.
Tell them you're coming one more time.
I'm fucking coming, mate.
Wow.
He's going to be angry all episode two with these black IPAs. So
I'm angry now. Might as well
keep the ball rolling. And Clint, you can cover some beer news, shall we?
Oh, let's do it.
Do it. A little bit of a remix on the news. What do you think of that?
Spicy. Well, our good homie from Wildflower, Tova, has got himself a cool ship. A cool ship.
Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know.
Cool ship.
Cool ship.
I just felt like saying cool whip.
Yeah, I know. I saw a couple of those memes as well. They were good.
He got himself a sexy little cool ship. And when we say sexy little cool ship, back
not,
in the ute.
Not little.
Well, not little, but back of the ute kind of setup that you can put on there, like a lot of copper, a blacksmith that he hangs out with.
It's sexy.
Is anyone like surprised that Topher is friends with a blacksmith? Because I'm not really.
No.
Probably met him through his mutual friend, the cobbler.
I imagine that. I just imagine like he's the kind of dude who maybe could have blacksmithed it himself if he wanted to, but just decided to support a friend.
He probably jousts on the weekends.
I hope he does.
That'd be awesome.
I'm still frothing on those episodes.
Yeah, that was such a fun time.
And thank you so much for all the support on the series. It was definitely the hardest research-wise, and we really knuckled down and battened down the hatches and got those episodes. We're all really proud of those episodes, and we do thank the big listens and support for those series. So
yeah, you guys may think we don't actually work much, but we put a bit of effort into those.
Yeah, so really very appreciative. Yeah, very appreciative. And we'll definitely have to keep that series going.
Well,
a couple more to come.
The Topher episode is now our most listened episode of all time.
Mm.
And that includes episodes we put out a long while ago of great guests. And they just pipped the number one spot last week.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
So hello to all the new listeners.
Yeah, very, very stoked and humbled about that. It's awesome.
Definitely. Well, he has a sexy, cool ship whip, and we are excited about that. Congrats, guys.
Damn
awesome. Straight. Hey, Carwin Collaborational Online Can Festival situation. But did you get it? Are you excited for it? Ali, you got it because you got a ticket, didn't you?
Damn, I had two tickets.
Did you have two tickets?
Yeah, but one's for my mate in Melbourne, so he's... I've put his address in, so he'll be getting one sent. The Melbourne Mule.
The Melbourne Mule.
I didn't think anything of it, and then I got an email from the boy saying, "Oh, because you still have a ticket for Carwin." I'm like, "Oh, I still get a box." I was so excited. Yeah, so I'm really fired up about it. So
that box is going to be pretty special, I think. Like speaking to a few of the brewers who are involved and hearing what they're planning to do, it's. I hope everyone got one.
It's great. A good situation has come out of a shitty time. I was wondering what would happen with the festival because obviously very excited to go in March, but didn't happen. But now it's a bit of more of an opportunity for all people most people to try a beer that they might have not had.
Exactly. Now, the last little bit of beer news, we didn't talk about it in the last episode, but I feel like it's pretty big in the beer world. So if you could reach over to the anime WoW for me, Ali. The Juice Wolf himself got freaking engaged.
Did you just self-wow yourself?
Or is it, am I?
You are fucking up, bud.
Who knows?
I won't comment. Congratulations. Thanks, huge freaking news.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy anything
on
the night?
Yeah.
You know what beers. I mean?
Had a great time at the Stanley Pub.
Oh, you went to Stanley Pub?
Oh, yeah. Had a schnitty.
Did you drink 3XL?
What did I have that night? I actually had a couple of red wines. That's probably a safe option.
Classy little bitch.
Fancy.
No, we don't know if anyone's familiar with Stanley at the beautiful nut up there.
It's got a big nut.
It's got a big nut, and we tried to walk up it, and it was a terrible idea, and popped the question and had a little Deeds Bevo to celebrate straight afterwards.
Bit of IP pit?
Bit of IP pit. Can't remember what it tasted like at the time. I was so high on
pick it out.
anxiety and stress that I just scaled that bad boy.
Yeah.
Well, luckily the good homies at Deeds have provided more Viper Pit, so I have some for you in the fridge over there.
But yeah, thank you for the congrats. I was peeking out for a bit there, but we're all good. Now I just have to plan my kegs for the wedding. So if any breweries want to slide into my DMs, I'll be more than happy to, you know, have a couple of sponsors.
Sift through the applications.
Yeah, I feel like there might be a few. So
we're going to have Topher covering, like, the match with dessert. Deeds are going to do the entry beer. Like,
so many options because I can supply any kegs I want.
At the venue.
At the venue. So that's exciting times for me.
How many taps do you have?
I think 4.
You should get more taps.
I wonder if they... Oh, it's 2 years to go. We could
you get a new system installed.
Yeah. You'd probably get a barrel installed there by then.
Be rude not to. A bit of fray for their wedding.
They'll have a new one by then.
Bit of fray whatever you get married. Like, they've already done the second
one. The trilogy by that
point. Oh, holy shit. Sorry. Wow. It just clicked with me. They're doing fray again next year because everyone's seen them fill the barrels. Does that mean if I save my fray from this year, I can do fray verticals?
Or horizontal.
Or is it horizontal? Who horizontals. We don't know.
On the Grimson table, there'll just be verticals lined up for everyone.
Can guitars and beers confirm whether it's vertical or horizontal? Because I know you struggle with that sometimes, but you must have figured it out by now.
Truth.
Dear me. So, yeah, lots of things to sort out, but it's exciting. So. Yeah.
Very
again,
good.
If anyone
congratulations.
Wants to, you know, let me know about those cakes. It'd be great.
Wow. Starts a podcast to get wedding beer. I love it.
Smart. Smart.
Very smart. You played the long game on this.
I have. It's worked.
Spotty Dog will be providing you $1,000 cakes.
Ali doesn't know what that
of
means.
Of pale ale. That's expensive.
Yeah. All right.
That was a beautiful moment.
Let's get into some more grog, shall we?
Alrighty, so
I'm so excited.
A little bit of beer mail.
Bitty beer mail.
You really wanted to say that, didn't you? Are you mad that I didn't read that out?
That's fine.
So what's the rules on this, Ian? Does that mean we get to drink all the beer mail and Clint just has to sit and watch us?
Oh, there are some black IPAs in the beer mail.
Ah, sick.
So there's beer mail for us and for him.
Yes. I'm about this.
Seriously though, some of this beer mail is like top tier. Can I taste some of it?
No, man. You're not even finished your first. Ali and I
It's a full fucking can of black IPA.
Yeah.
I could be here till Christmas, boys.
Hey, I've seen you chug, man.
You hurry up.
Be kinder to yourself.
You're a chug dog.
Love chugging pigs.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, who sent the pack, guys? Any ideas who sent this one?
I reckon.
There's a lot of WA in this pack.
I can look at the cans over there. I'm like, yeah, Rob's hooked us up again.
Yep.
Well, we have got a pack from our mate Mitch in WA as well. So there's a little bit of WA competition.
That's true.
But this is a Rob's Stew special.
So this is a pack from the ambassador of WA, Rob Stew. Thank you again so much.
Official friend of the show.
Official friend of the motherfucking show.
Fucking one of the first, actually. One of our first Patreons.
Yeah. Back when, you know, we were still babies.
We were babies.
So, yeah, he sent us a freaking ridiculous pack. Somehow, every time he sends beer mail over, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more exciting. Rob, we can't thank you enough. We've also got a pack. Yes, another one from the Kings of the North, Jimmy and Samuel. Thank you, gentlemen.
Da boys. So, we're drinking the Kings Black Label Grog Goose Lords. Then? Yep.
Yeah, that's little cheeky Oud Goose.
You know, it's winking me in the face. I'm fired up about it.
The pack from those guys was fucking fantastic too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was a big fan of the, 7 Mile West Coast IPA.
Damn straight.
And the Slippy XPA, little Slipstream. Mm. There was some real bangers in there. Some stuff we haven't opened yet. We got a Mexican hot chocolate from Blue Stick.
Damn.
Which I'm pretty excited about.
Yep.
And we also got a bunch of Eager Beak stuff. So following on from the epic sour that we opened on the Wildflower episode, Samuel has provided us with a selection of stouts.
Coffee stouts.
He's a glutton for punishment.
I'm coming for you, Sam.
He's a glutton. He loves it.
I'm very interested to see where that goes in review from Ian.
So what are you boys drinking? Because this beer that I've...
Would you like to smell it, Clint?
I would like to smell it.
Do you want to just put your nose in that?
It's very good.
No, give it back.
Assholes.
So we're drinking the Margaret River Brewhouse 8-Ball Double IPA.
Yeah.
Have you had a sip yet, Ali?
Oh, it's fucking good.
It's good?
I've heard it's so magical.
So this is... Oh, you won't like any of these hops, Clint. Simcoe, Columbus, and Citra.
I love a cheeky Columbus. Oh,
Love a bit of dank.
Yeah.
Bit of tropical. It's a little herbal as well.
I miss Columbus. I would put a Columbus in a beer, I think, I reckon.
Yeah, Columbus is great in bittering, but how good was Columbus in the
Burritos barley wine? Ali wasn't there that night. No, that was rude.
Burritos barley wine at Fritzenberger.
Pints
for the double digit beers.
Yeah, double digit.
Brews Vegas, and it was Mosaic and Columbus in the dry hop.
Sounds like my jam.
That was a phenomenal night.
Fucking hell, that was a good time.
Oh, well.
I think we just need a moment, guys. I'm so sorry.
I suppose I should ask for a black IPA.
Let's give him one, Ian. Let's give him one. Reach out and grab him a delicious black IPA.
Clint, would you like to hand me your glass, sir?
Fucking yes, I love to hand you my glass.
This is a good one.
Is it?
But will you tell us?
Is there such thing?
Yummy.
I can't wait to find out who this brewer is that you're disrespecting. Or am I disrespecting them?
I think you are, sir.
No, we're hyping it up for you.
You're giving me a whippy boy over there.
We're getting you excited.
Black whip.
Black whip.
Black whip. Oh, it's like
that's hot.
It's like that Japanese trend of where they did the activated charcoal soft serves.
Oh yeah.
We could do a grand post on that.
Okay, so Clint, we're actually being, I think, quite kind to you. This is a little release every year that most Hobartians actually look forward to. He knows it. This is a Hobart Brewing Co. Tascadian Dark Ale.
I do like that Hobart Brewing Company go down the Cascadian Dark, hence the name, route with the black IPA. Because so part of my distrust for the style is some people are trying to brew black IPAs that just taste like IPAs in a black. Like, it's like, what are you fucking doing with your life? And then some people are trying to do where arguably black IPAs came from, which is the Cascadian Dark. He's still trying to do
quick,
a whippy boy.
Quick, get that in your mouth. There we go. Just leave him the can. He'll be
right. It's a 440 mil, so enjoy that.
Thank you.
That's a terrible pour, Anne. Sorry.
Can you fuck off? I was impatient.
I forgot about how shit.
But they do they go down the Cascadian Dark Ale route, which is, you know, heavy on the Cascade hops. Bitty roast.
Talking, more drinking, mate. Put down the
Simcoe,
hatch.
Simcoe, Amarillo and Tassie Cascade.
Is he still talking about it,
Jim? Tall, dark, and hoppy. 65 RBUs, 6%.
He's avoiding it. 440. He's avoiding the sip.
Okay. I do love my boys at HBC.
Down the hatch. Come on.
Wait, what the fuck are you pouring?
Oh, yeah.
You're not sharing this with me?
We have something else.
No, you should have a little share of this one.
No, this is something else that was sent to...
I'll give you a little pour of this.
No, that's fine. Thanks,
man. This was sent to us by Rob Stu personally.
We've got beer mail, man.
Whoa. Is that Headliner?
This is different. No, it's not Headliner.
It's Redliner.
Oh, it's get
the,
fucked.
It's the experimental, baby.
Oh, this is the red version. Oh,
give me... Yes. Oh, no, enjoy, man. Quick.
I remember Headliner was one of my favorite IPAs last year.
Oh, look at
Headliner won our West Coast Challenge.
Look at the colour on that, Clem. Look at the colour. You didn't say that.
Look at the little tan head.
You didn't say it'd be a little red IPA.
Other side brewing Redliner. The Other Side crew are going to come on the show, boys. Did I tell you that?
I just love red IPAs so much. I just love them so much.
Do you love them as much as black IPA?
Nope. Come on.
Why are you holding that? Yeah. Give it back.
All right. I'll give it
back. Okay, let's... Come on. Drink the Tascadian. Give us your thoughts. How's this going down?
I like the Tascadian. I think more than the Kaiju.
Why?
Yeah, I like the Tascadian more than the Kaiju. I think the use of Cascade hops with the malt profile, which isn't too heavy and it's not too roasty. The Kaiju for me was little on the heavy roast. I don't know how fresh that Kaiju can was. This Tascadian be relatively fresh. Yeah, look, it's pretty good. It's a black IPA.
I love on-air reviews. They're not awkward at all.
No, it's great. It's
waiting for you to smell the glass.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, we should get really into it and just be like...
A bit of a beer ASMR session.
Stefan Wolf. Yeah, look, I don't mind it. It's just a nothing style, though, isn't it?
I'll just top you up again.
Oh, you're going to top me up the rest of that can.
Well, it'd be rude not to. It's a 440 can. Very generous size.
How many black IPAs do I have to drink tonight?
Oh, I got another straight after this. Yeah, a couple more. Ian, you know, we're both getting quite close to the end of our other side. What do you reckon we should open next to flex on him, do you reckon?
We've got a few whales in the cellar. There's some Fox Rider Momo.
No, I think we should get out a Sammy number.
Oh.
King of the North.
King of the North.
You wouldn't.
No, we might.
I reckon we will.
A Riz?
You didn't say that'd be Riz.
You wouldn't.
Let's get the Riz out. Get the Riz out, Ian.
I'm excited. Let's open it.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm ready.
You didn't say there'd be Riz.
These are the black beers we live for.
Wait, do you two like black IPAs?
No, it doesn't matter.
no comment.
So you don't like?
We love beer.
So you don't like Tascadian?
Beer is great.
How good is beer? Cheers to the pub.
Cheers to the pub.
Bottoms up.
Yeah, Bill Bult.
I hate you assholes.
I love an experimental series.
Talk to me about the Redliner. How is it?
Chewy. It's
gone.
Dank.
Chewy. Did you say chewy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, like I think more and more that red IPAs are just for me. It's got the things I love about it. It's got
toffee, berry, it's got orange.
Yeah, it's just orange.
Delightful.
Orange peel. Bit of Jersey caramel. Little bit of... And then you got that nice little bitter hop. You know, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I don't think I actually told you boys, I bought a Dayton beer.
What?
Fuck off, what?
I bought the 4D.
You paid it?
I paid money with my own money. And I bought the 4D, my first ever purchase from Dayton. Fucking delightful.
Really?
Wowee. That was now, a cracker.
Is the 4D the one that they won the award with?
I don't know, because I know they won the award with the 3D, didn't they?
Oh, so it's like a...
I don't know.
I just don't know. All else equal, it's a similar recipe.
Similar recipe. Fuck me, the bitterness on that was poo! Like Road Tripper, like Little Bang Road Tripper level. Yeah, kind of bitterness.
Batch one.
Wow.
It's, and then it's got that, it's definitely a lot more down the, someone was saying it was a bit, like 3D was a little bit more down the barley wine kind of.
Baby barley wine.
You like a baby barley
wine?
That's
why you love big reds, man.
I think I do, just little baby barleys, but this is definitely more.
Oh, you're hitting that Riz like real hard. You're just getting in. Like,
I love Riz.
Hop driven, good times. I need to hurry up. I'm just enjoying this red too much.
Hey, Clint, mine's almost the same color as yours.
I was just like, imagine someone like sitting there with like a beautiful Riz and be like, that's a nice Riz you got there. Be a real shame if I threw a bag of Columbus in it.
Hey, we might do that later.
We could do that later. Actually, on a recent brew day, we were brewing a very large, unannounced dark beer for Spotty Dog.
Oh, hold on.
With guitars and beers.
Oh, Ian's going into the
and
review.
And Stu from Ocho. And
well, he collects his thoughts.
Halfway through the day, guitars and beers was like, why don't we just chuck a 10-kilo bag of Mosaic in this and see what happens? Big black IPA. And I was like, get the fuck out.
Do you still have the notes on Samwell's beers?
I do indeed, sir. I do indeed.
Wow.
I'm excited about this.
Read away.
This man can
okay,
brew.
So I'm just going to read the notes direct from the man himself. The Russian Imperial Stout, sitting at 9.2%, designed recipe to be lean, more into rich chocolate opposed to heavy roast, as was was planning, throwing some adjuncts in it, deceptively smooth for the ABV, a real everyday kind of stout. Now,
I love that his everyday kind of stout is 9.2%.
I can get behind this.
Yeah, I can get behind that very much.
I'm disappointed it's not over 10.
Lift your game.
Okay. Sam, we're just a quick word. Man, send this down to me. I need it in my motherfucking shower. She's delightful.
She's velvety.
How is the texture?
The texture is very silky.
Is it very hoppy or not?
Nope.
Fuck.
Quite the opposite, my man.
I think this is probably the worst episode that's ever happened.
Chocolate City.
Yeah.
I will say that.
No bitterness.
I will say
that. How's that balance?
Needs more barrel.
Fuck, so many beers in Australia need more barrel.
Stop teasing us, Sam. Barrel.
To those on our Patreon, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. It needs more barrel.
Yeah, damn straight.
Seriously, though, the balance of like chocolate and coffee is fucking tight. The texture is blowing me out a bit.
Yeah, mouthfeel for me is...
Just boost those numbers. These are rookie numbers. Got to get that double digits.
We actually need to get Klimt on another beer, I think. So
I think we do. Hurry up.
You've given your dissection on the Tascadian. Let's
look, I will say to you black IPA lovers, you sad...
Dirty dogs.
Sad, dirty dogs. The Tascadian is a great example. Not on the tier of the Modus Cascadian Howe, which I think was probably one of the best Australian ones, but a very good showing nevertheless.
Klimt, there's more in this can. You have to finish that. Oh, but we have a reward for you.
Finish this.
Ooh. We have a treat.
A treat.
And it's nothing from the King of the North. But why, you're going to enjoy it.
Am I really? This seems like a setup.
Down the hatch. Come on.
Come on. Come on, Grog Dog.
I'm not very good at smelling.
You can do it. Mate, I saw you last night.
Pigs.
You can do it.
There she goes.
There we go.
Delicious.
Open her up. Okay, now there's just
get
a little
get those hops in your mouth. No, I don't. So, the treat. Ian, do you want to give him the treat?
We have a treat. Now, we're really looking forward to this.
This is so fun. This is probably the worst episode ever, but geez, we're having fun.
We're actually going to...
I'm a little bit pissed already.
We're going to mix this up for you.
Yeah.
We have something different.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
This is from Other Side.
Ooh, Other Side. You like it.
Okay. Me a fan.
So we have another side. You have another side. It's all fair.
So you do get some reprieve. So we've got a beer from Other Side for you. Ali and I are really looking forward to it. It's 10.2%.
Oh, I know what you have.
60 IBU.
Ooh, there's a bit of IBUs in this one.
You didn't say there's
no
IBUs.
It has tasting notes of citrus, pineapple, stone fruit, and coconut.
That sounds all right. Jeez, that.
A little bitty Sabro.
You ready? It's a black IPA.
Yes, black IPA.
The triple vinyl.
Get it in your mouth.
I haven't even overused that button tonight.
Get it in your mouth.
We need to get that new button. We've spoken about the new button with a few of our Patreons. Oh, Jesus, that is a large paw.
Not again, Ian. That's right.
You're trying to murder me. I'm going to go to the park with my kid at 10 a.m.
I've actually left some for Ali and I this time.
Yeah, you should. This is... Okay.
We weren't drinking black IPA.
No, full disclosure.
No,
we were looking forward to this
actually want to drink this one from what I hear. Okay, well...
No, the description was... I feel like this is definitely... We're going to be...
Oh, dude.
We're going to be kicking it up again.
Yeah, hang on. Nose on this is good.
Guys, I just want to get all of our listeners ready. Something that Ali and I have really been hoping for quite a while...
a retraction.
...is that we would hear a very famous Papa Sweden retraction.
Please.
We are urging him to come out tonight.
Please.
Papa Backpedal.
Papa Backpedal, come on. Is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? Come on.
Fuck, that's good.
Is it good?
It's happening.
Here it comes. I knew.
It brings a tear to the eye.
Oh, no.
That is a good froth.
Is that a good... Okay.
Would you like more?
I would like some more.
Come on, give us your thoughts. Give us your thoughts.
Straight off the bat, it does have the back end of a black IPA that I find, if done too aggressively... can be like too dominant. So it does have that roasty character that like sits at the back and sort of back and side of the back palate. But I will say, nose is stunning.
Mm.
It's got all those characters it's talking about on the can.
It does smell fucking good, actually.
It smells really good.
I've kept some for Ali and I to drink because we are looking forward to this ourselves. One. We're trying to help you through, man.
Yeah.
We're doing our bit.
Drink all the cans.
We're working hard tonight. You shut your mouth.
You just have to sit back and drink. Come on.
It's the actual malt starts almost like almost a little sweet, probably from that huge ABV. I imagine it finished quite full. So it starts sweet, then you get like a little bit of hop mid palate, and then your back palate is just like, I'm full salivating. Like it's the dryness is bringing it all the way around.
Yeah, okay.
That is a fantastic beer.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Shame it's a black IPA.
Oh, shame.
What do you want it to be?
I want it to be it's fine. It's very good. It's
quite good.
It's quite good.
I'm gonna pour that.
Bloody classic Rob Stew.
He'll get you.
He'll get you. He'll come out with the goods every fucking time.
Just sneaks in the side hatch.
I'm super stoked to talk to the other side guys.
Yeah, same.
We've got a few WA episodes lined up, guys. Did you know that? I've been making little emails.
I've seen the emails.
I've been talking to the good homies.
Yeah, we had
that. Le Rocky Ridge.
Yeah, well,
Rocky
Ridge. Thanks for that.
I actually have to retract my the beer mail statement because Rob didn't actually send us the Imperial Custard. It was Rocky Ridge.
Oh, you fucked up.
I will retract and backpedal and say my apologies.
Good homies from Rocky Ridge coming on.
I just think anything that comes from WA comes from Rob Stew. So that's
he really set a precedent.
He really has.
We're so sorry, Rocky Ridge.
Yeah, Rocky Ridge sent us a little care package and there's some good frost in there.
Yeah, if I'm ever doing like work in the garage and I've got a bit of steel, it's just like, oh, this is WA steel. Must come from Rob Stew. Mm. It like, makes sense.
It does, doesn't it?
This, boys.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to back up? Okay, here it comes.
No. For the first time tonight, I will say to you, you should give yourself a little pour of this black IPA.
I want a full statement, and I'm going to play some music under it of your backpedal.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because
some ceremonial music?
No.
I want the apology.
You've backpedaled online. It's time, Clint.
Oh, I'm sorry. One brewer did a good black IPA out of the hundreds that suck bowls.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. I'm talking about.
Have some more exciting black IPAs coming up.
You know what is a good.
Jesus. Jesus. That made me laugh so much.
You know, well, this is the pinnacle. You fucked up because this is like the happiest I'm going to be all night. And now you're just going to ruin it.
Hey, Clint, maybe that's by design.
Wow. Can I put a little shout out to the old money listening? Who remembers Cooinda Black IPA? Cooinda Black IPA. So
I've heard things about.
We've talked about this on air before.
Definitely heard things.
Yeah.
About.
So Cooinda were like a couple of guys. I don't know. I don't think they're a thing anymore. Who knows? They were brewing out the back of their shed. They got it licensed. They got an excise license for it. They were doing some crazy shit. Like they were chilling their wort through coils that they had in their pool in the backyard. Anyway, Cooinda did a really good black IPA from memory, Cascade and Citra in the dry hop. It banged. It was like one of the early ones. And yeah, I'm totally about that. I was totally about that. This, however, is not Cooinda. This is...
I'm just sipping it now. Sabra is so polarizing for me at the moment.
You're not a big Sabra man, are you? Which is funny because you're such a juice wolf.
No, like Sabra can... Like it's just
Sabra can fuck right off.
For me, yes, because it's just so polarizing and it's very just coconut forward and it's just...
I think it works well in this beer. Like I don't think it takes a front step.
It's balanced, but it's still there for me. And it probably helps the beer for me, but like...
The beer has hoppy stout vibes. Like if you grabbed a nice stout and a nice hobby beer and combine them, you'd get this.
That's why I want to brew a beer called Everything But Sabro, because I think that's such a fucking good name. And anyone can take that and let me know if they do use it, because I will drink that beer by a case.
Anything But Sabro.
Everything But
Sabro. Everything But Sabro.
Everything But Sabro.
What did you think of, speaking of Sabro, I know we're going a little off topic here, but you know, this is a regular steppy ep. Hit us up in the comments. What did people think about the single hop Sabro beers? So Blackman's did a needs more Sabra, which nothing needs.
I just don't.
No one needs more Sabra.
I don't want that at all.
No.
Yeah, well, Blackmans did it in their series, which I thought was a, like...
You started off so well with, like, two crackers of, like, Simcoe and, what was the other?
Citra.
Citra.
I just think, like, needs more Sabro is something that should have been left on the cutting room floor.
Mm.
And I have great respect for Blackmans. I think they have done some great beers.
Don't actually try it, though.
But...
But definitely not try it.
But I will also say that anything... Needs more Sabro.
No, nothing needs more Sabro. That's it's the thing. No one needs more Sabro.
Do you know what, needs less Sabro?
Everything.
Beers in Australia.
And fucking...
Set it here.
And fucking lactose. Now, again, off topic, can we cut it out a bit with the lactose? Jesus Christ. Like, I'm actually struggling to keep up with it. It hurts my
Look,
body.
Look, I'm for our lactose intolerant friends.
I think I have IBS because of the amount of lactose this year. I think I've developed IBS. And if that's not a sign that there's not enough, that there's too much lactose in beer this year, that's saying something. Please stop.
Brewers in Australia, calm your fucking farm down. I mean, you know who the worst at this are, though? And they've got a vested interest. Many people don't know this. Let's put on our tinfoil hats for one moment. Do you know that the Deeds Brewery have shares in Australian Milk? They have.
Is that why oat creams are popping up?
They have a vested interest in lactose doing well. You heard it here first. I read this on Facebook and I believe it because it was on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if our homie Chris Farmer comes from a dairy farmer. Think about it.
Mm. Well, our friend of the show at Deeds, let us know.
Yeah. Chris from Mr. Banks, hit us up, homie. Are you a dairy farmer?
I'm going to interrupt.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, we've definitely gone off.
One of the kings has written in.
Okay. Live on show.
Live.
Fuck off.
This is for you, Clint.
Is he apologizing?
Sam wants to know, are you okay?
Did I not write back to him today?
No, I think he just knows you're undergoing extreme pain.
I was a little off grid.
Yeah, no, okay. How are you feeling? Give us an update.
Are you okay?
You know what? I'm I honestly think so. I've had quite a few black IPAs now. And we've had our warm-up beers from our lovely little hangout earlier. And to be honest, if you want an opinion or a bit of clickbait or a headline, I think tonight's the night to ask me because I'm feeling up and about.
He's feeling fired up.
I'm feeling fired up.
We're going to take we'll do a quick break and we're going to actually get into our next part of the Black IPA series, Kronks.
Oh, what? What? Is that what you
are? Are you fucking ready?
Are you ready for a little Kronk?
Are you ready, son? Our patron's been writing in with Kronks for you.
We'll be right back with some hot Kronks.
I hate all of you.
Get ready.
Okay, so some Kronks, hey? Now, if you don't know what a Kronk is a blend of two delicious beverages to create a new one.
Fuck
but me. There's a twist. Not really. You know the episode theme. We've definitely got a black IPA in each Kronk. We have two Kronks for you. Now, we've actually...
How are you going to blend this? You're going to do...
It's just going double pour.
Just half and half.
That's raw. That's so raw.
You just totally raw-dogged me, man.
Oh, it's very dark.
Oh, actually, you know what? It looks nice.
Okay.
It looks nice.
Now, the thing is, with these Kronks, we have foil wrapped them, so you can't see... The beers.
Mm.
You know what? I don't even remember what they are.
No, neither do we.
So for the listeners at home, you will shortly hear a voiceover of what they are while I drink them.
Absolutely. And I'll do that because I'm sexy. I've got the best voice.
A lot of people say you've got a sexy voice in our reviews, but then we just found out the other day that that's your partner writing those reviews.
No. What are you talking about?
Juice me, Juice Wolf. You think that would go unnoticed?
It's pretty raw. That's my fiance you're talking about, mate.
Oh, it is too.
Okay, well, here's a... Oh, Ian's going to put a little bit more in your Kronk. in your big cronk.
Which one? Of both or?
Well, he's that's beautifully blended in, I will say that.
I feel like I needed the first sip, to be honest.
Okay.
Oh, I want to adjust it for him.
That's beautiful.
You can adjust it if you need to.
All right.
It actually has a nice little...
Oh, that's not shit.
Really?
I just drank from both cans at once.
All right, everyone quiet. Clem's about to sip.
All right, I'm going to have this fucking cronk Black IPA. You know what? If this is good, this just shows you that Black IPAs are fucking stupid.
The cronk is Moo Brew Stout and Spotty Dog Chico Strato IPA.
Oh, it's fucking pretty tasty.
Yeah, right.
It's Boom. Pretty tasty.
I can brew, bitches.
It's it's probably, if it were to be labeled a Black IPA, it's probably a little too low on the bitterness, if I'm being real.
Hang on. I'll just top the bitterness up.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Give me some more bitterness.
We're making Black IPAs here on the show.
All right. So Ian has just topped up from the clear beer can, because I saw it pour clear this time, to give me some more bitterness. It's got like a little bit of a...
You didn't want roasty bitterness, did you? You wanted
bitterness. I wanted a hot bitterness.
Yeah, good.
It's got a little bit of a, like an off tan head. Oh, no, give me some more of the dark.
Okay, cool.
Top that back up. Just a little bit.
A little bit too hoppy for you?
That's probably enough.
That's the beauty of a cronk. You can make your own beverage.
All right, that's a bit. That's
to whatever style you like.
I was always optimistic about this. Do you want to know who this was submitted by?
Yes, I do.
Rob Stew has done this to you.
Rob Stew has done this to me.
Admittedly, I've improvised.
Not WA beers, though.
I've improvised a little bit on this.
All right, you know what? That ratio is pretty fucking sick, actually, to be honest.
Can I have a taste?
You can.
I'm going to help you along with this.
All right. Seriously, though, what do you think?
Nah, it needs more dark, man.
Nah, it had too much dark before. And so the problem with this one is the dark is giving like a bit of sweetness.
Yeah, it
is. Pour me a little bit of dark.
Do you have any guesses on what the ingredients are?
Malt.
No.
Yeast, hops.
What are the beers, man? Come on. Do we do a reveal? Is that a thing?
I think we pour the second cronk.
I reckon.
And then come back.
And then come back.
I reckon it's like a riz for the stout.
Yeah.
Or like a heavy stout.
Cool.
The IPA, I'm a little unsure on. Maybe. I'm going to say like a Hawker's West Coast.
Cool. That's enough for us. We'll move on to the next cronk when you are ready, sir.
That is nice. That is quite nice, actually. I'm going to sit that aside.
We'll get the second glass ready to go.
Okay, this one might require a little more effort on my part.
Yeah, he might.
Oh, I already fucked that up.
It's okay.
That's all right. I will not look.
He's not looking. He's cleaning his glass for second cronk. And then he's going to actually tell us what cronk he prefers the most, and we'll reveal it.
All right. This is my Carwin Teku you're filling.
Oh, okay. He's going separate beverage pour here.
I think you've got to think about this. I think you've got to think about the components.
That's an aggressive pour. That's an aggressive pour, Anne. Okay, I see what you're doing. Mm. The beers are coming back to me now. I'm remembering things.
All right. I'm still looking ahead. I'm just staring at that barrel over there.
That's right. The voiceover is going to come on in a second, and we can tell the listeners at home.
Do you mind me tasting just to get the components?
No. Right? I want you to get it.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I want you to get it right. Like, I want this to be great because it just furthers my argument that black IPAs are stupid.
I might taste it as well, Ian. Actually, can we drink at the same time? That'd be good.
Honestly, because of what I've used, this is going to take a little while to dissipate. It's not because it was a shit pour.
Looks thick.
I am intrigued. So going back to the first one.
Yeah, talk to us more.
I actually...
What do you like? What do you not like?
Yeah, I still think like the stout, I'm assuming it's some form of stout that you've used, is a little on the thicker side, which is why I'm leaning towards it being like a unbarrel-aged riz, maybe. There's definitely no barrel. Unbarrel aged riz, maybe a thick stout, but not. There's no adjuncts. The IPA component is a little harder to pick. Like, I just think it's a nice clean IPA.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like moose stout and something is my vibe.
Okay.
I was drinking Moose Stout last night and I'm getting a lot of...
It's familiar to you at the moment. Yeah. Ian, do you want a beer while he does this?
I fucking love a beer.
No worries, I'll get some mountain culture out of the fridge.
What? Why are you getting...
Because we get to drink what we like.
But why wouldn't you want to drink black IPAs with me?
This is your episode, Klimt. We'd hate to steal the spotlight.
Oh my God, what is that?
So I got a bit of the yellow brick road from...
Oh, Ali, I'm really excited for this, man.
Yeah, let's fire it up.
Thanks for bringing this.
No worries, my treat for you.
You're just the best.
How is this my life?
No worries. Oh, look at that.
Look at that golden, delicious... Oh.
This would be your fucking trub can anyway.
Trub. It's pronounced trub.
Yeah, have some respect. I think the second cronk is getting close to being ready.
All right. I'm very excited for the second cronk. I think first cronk is quite good. It's quite good. I don't know about... I'm still unsure about that IPA component, though.
It's okay.
Hey, are you going to leave some mountain culture for me?
No.
It's pretty fucking good. I had one last night.
You've had one already and you're still teasing me with it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off.
It was worth a try. Okay,
the beauty of radio is reaching over trying to steal Ian's beer.
It's not radio, man. It's a fucking online platform. Have some fucking respect for podcasts.
Mate, this isn't the 80s, dickhead.
I'm real old. All right, don't talk about your friggin' mountain culture beer. I'm going to drink Kronk 2. Who is this?
Oh, this is delicious.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's so
much mango and orange.
There is so much mango. What the fuck?
Oh.
Is this my episode or yours?
Go for the second.
Just the perfect amount of piss.
Oh, it's fucking...
Fuck you guys. All right, Kronk 2.
It's so creamy.
Are you going to tell me who made this?
No.
We will at the end.
I made it. Just then.
The Kronk is modus operandi, former tenant Red IPA, and Boulder, handsome Elvis.
Okay, it's whatever the stout is far too light. It's got no roast to it. The IPA that's paired with it, this just tastes like, to me, what makes me hate black IPAs. This tastes like an IPA that is black.
Interesting that you say that.
Yeah,
I could run my own brew or fall section right now. You know that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I like V1 better.
Yep.
I don't think V1's perfect, but you know what?
Oh, hey, like, I know I could have gone, like, 63.27.
No, I don't think you could have got the perfect ratio.
What's it need more of, do you think?
I think V1, you couldn't get the perfect ratio on because neither of those beers have it to be a black IPA. But V1 Kronk is very tasty and I'll probably have it again. I know I'm going to regret saying this. V2 is...
It definitely looks darker.
Can I say, before you continue, I modelled this after what would fit very easily into your brew or false criteria. There were some new beers floating around, which had a few components which very closely modelled this beer. So there was inspiration behind this Kronk. We won't get into that tonight. We might have a brew or false coming up for you soon, though, that Ali and I will run.
I feel like I'm in so much trouble here.
No, you're not at all.
If you've blended one of my beers into this to really fuck, to make me fucking talk shit about my own beer, done well.
That would be funny.
You've done very well because...
Yeah. I wish we thought of that
before. Kronk 2 sucks.
I wish we thought of that before, and that would have actually been good.
This taste. You know what? Kronk 2 tastes like...
I'm ready for this.
Kronk 2 tastes like a hoppy porter that no one wants to drink.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for some reveals?
Yeah, let's reveal it. I think so.
Okay. Clint, do you want to make any final
Do you want to reveal
guesses?
The own cans or do you want us to do it for you?
Hold on. I want to have one last taste.
Okay. Is this Kronk? That's Kronk 1?
We're going to go backwards.
Kronk 1. Kronk 1 has a Moose Stout in it.
So Kronk 2, Ian's going to reveal
it. Everyone knows Kronk 1 has Moose Stout in it. It tastes...
Everyone knows.
Everyone tasting this with me.
That's Kronk.
Okay.
That's the second one. This is the first one.
So. We're going to go backwards.
Yep.
Second one is just a nothing.
The worst one is being revealed now. the one you just had. Here you go.
All right, he's unwrapping them both.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking at me devilishly. I mean, is
it any surprise?
Modus operandi. Modus operandi red.
Yeah.
Is part one of the Kronk.
Yeah.
No wonder this sucks so much, ball bag.
Are you ready for why it really sucks, though?
Oh, it's Handsome Elvis.
Yeah.
That's
the aggressive paw was a clue. Recipe. The aggressive paw was a clue.
That we're not going to say any more about this combination. Bro Falls, coming soon. Get ready.
Yeah, okay.
And the one you preferred. The one you preferred.
Now you're on the money. You've been drinking this. We've all been drinking this.
Oh, my boy, the moot stout.
Yeah.
There's still some more. That's mine.
Any guesses what you paired it with, though, quickly?
I still think it's a Hawkers. I think it's a West. You still think it's a Hawkers? It's some sort of decent IPA. Chico Strata.
Your own Bev.
You arseholes.
You are your own Bev.
To be fair, you liked it.
Yeah, it was a good combo. You know what, though? I think maybe the Chico Strata let the combo down because...
it's probably a bit old now, yeah.
Like, well, I mean, it's from April. So yeah,
I was going to say. It's
but getting on. I had one two nights ago. held up well. But I think the Chico, the Strata hop has a bit of sweetness to it. So
it's our pleasure to actually announce to you guys that Moo Brew are going to be releasing a black IPA very soon. Single hop Strata. seriously, that Moo Brew is sliding our DMs. You can buy that recipe off us.
Jeez, I'm so glad I didn't rag on that IPA in the first Kronk.
it was close.
We were kind of wanting it, but didn't happen. Okay. Yeah, nearly on the second.
How good is it that Modus featured in the second? And now we all know that Modus actually do suck.
Look, we will explore on a later episode why this particular Kronk was chosen.
I'm very interested. Hit me up with your Kronk suggestions too. I will not drink them if they're black IPAs.
Yeah, give us some Kronks. New section on Step Rules.
Oh, can we just mention the one Kronk that we did do on your birthday of the Galacta Puss and the...
A very famous Kronk.
A very famous Kronk. That's a good Kronk.
I think it was...
And sludge-based.
I think it didn't go down well on the birthday.
Only because we're all fucking cooked at that point.
No, and because also, like, the lineup that night was just so first class. But I would like to do that again.
Yeah.
Well, are you assholes done?
We're done.
I've got a segment for you.
You have a segment for us. This is our episode.
No, I've got something for you.
Okay. You can have a little treat.
All right, well, it's time for Big Papa Worldwide to take back control.
How'd it feel?
I'm a little bit rocked, to be honest. I'm a little bit rocked.
We usually let you, you know, go with the flow. You love to take the lead.
I don't like to not be in control. We put it back on you. I feel like we need one of those episodes where I get to do everything again. Anyway.
Well, it's probably
brew or false entry one. Straight into it, boys and girls.
Hit that jingle.
Let's do it. All right. Daiquiri Island banana.
Skip. Wait. Oh, that's not. Fuck, wrong segment.
Okay, spill it.
The original is back and it's clear? Question mark. But why? Well, honestly, we don't know. We've mentioned in a few posts that we've been trying to figure out what makes kettle sours hazy and what makes them drop bright, like this batch of banana did. The only difference in this batch, other than adding more fruit, as we always do, crazy face, is that a higher finishing gravity and the intent of making it creamier, as we've received feedback from you about this series. If you can tolerate the clarity, we assure you... This batch is as a bit as intensely banana runt, candy-like, and full of delicious banana flavor as the first. Sure, many say hashtag batch one was better, but quite frankly, we're digging the drinkability and the balance of this version. But if you like clarity, don't get it because it used to be hazy. We're going to unlock the Permamerc trademark soon for this type of beer. We're very close. In all seriousness, In all seriousness, though, we want you to think about this batch compared to the first. Sorry for the runt, I mean rant. I just wanted to explain. Available now at blah, blah, blah for shipping in blah, 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 and also available at our blah, blah, blah and blah, blah, blah locations. PSA, Permamerk, trademark is not a thing.
No. Okay, hang on.
No, it's too long. Fuck off.
Who the fuck is in charge of their social media?
Or is it my social media?
There's a 20.
Well, let's not get started on that because I will go to town on your social media.
There's 2,200 character limit on social posts, so that's way over for me. Continue.
Oh,
well played.
Oh, I have never expected this to happen to me. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, number two, go.
I think he's a bit cooked from Black IPAs.
I'm actually really struggling to read the screen.
Come on, you can do it. Number two, hit the
drum. All right, another more. Number two. Can we just all agree that I should never drink a full episode of Black IPAs? To my Patreon friends.
We may need to revisit this.
I thought we were friends.
Do you realize, to my friends on Patreon, I'm the one who does all the Patreon stuff. I look after you. I feel like you're my family and you've betrayed
me. Hey, man, this is not cool.
Come on. Number two.
Okay, number two. Even more everything. We hear you loud and clear, even more trademark fans. Which is why this time we bring you Even More Everything trademark. Continuing our series of Even More trademark, this time we've taken our Florida Vice base and ramped up the fruiting rates, as well as, you know, we do best. Blueberries, raspberries and currants make this beer a deep, deep purple. With the thickness from the perfect oat extraction, lactose and high finishing gravity, the perfect, perfect slushy beer.
Yeah, sounds great. Move on. Number three. Okay.
I'm still going.
Oh, jeez, okay.
We advise that there is a 2x4-pack per limit person and beers must be kept cold. Redacted, will not be held liable for any mistreated cans or beers traded on boards. Even more everything, our heaviest fruiting ever.
Topical with explosive cans. I see where Clint might have gone with that one. Interesting.
Final beer.
Yep.
DDH Oat Cream IPA version 1. 7.1%, 440ml, cloud emoji, heart emoji. Available online now and at our tap room. Heart emoji, cloud emoji, beer emoji. Fluffy, lush, silky and smooth. A far-reaching Gazama-like hop complexity with soft florets of tangerine, lime, tropical fruit and coconut. Our four ways of oats, registered trademark, processing together with creamy, redacted name, lactose, help to take the density of the feel of the mouthfeel to new flavor heights. The softest of water and the most novel of yeast provide the utmost cushy comfort, all coalescent in the first version of our explorative series of the style and the lofty height to where the fluff can go. Layers upon layers of creamy smooth mango and sultry ripe navel orange make this the most insatiable cloud drinking experience one could hope to float across. Cloud emoji, beer emoji, heart emoji. So, boys.
Jeez. One and three are fucking as bad as each other, aren't they?
So you may.
I just thought with number three, as soon as you said sultry, I thought it was a crock of shit. I know that's a Klimt trigger.
There's a Klimt trigger word right there.
So, the best thing about all three of these is all three posts, including my own posts.
They're all real.
Lots of trademarks, lots of registered TMs next to things. Boys, what are we thinking? Daiquiri Island Banana. I've got to scroll.
I just have to go banana because I'm so against it.
Even more everything.
Just have to.
Or the DDH Oat Cream IPA V1.
It's between first one and three. Second. It's definitely between one and three for me. But
the character limit was a big thing.
Yeah. For me, I've got to go with my morals and my rules. I think that number one is just too long, lengthy. It'll obviously pass a Facebook post, but it won't pass an Instagram post. It's for me, and it's fucking banana. First, so I just have to go.
It's banana.
I have to go anti-banana.
Are you thinking that I'm trying to trigger you on banana?
It's possible. I have to go anti-banana. I'm going to have to go one, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's three.
Ian.
I hate this game.
We're always wrong.
Have you guys got one right yet?
No.
No. I'm also voting one.
Oh, come on, mix it up.
Really?
Let's hit all targets, man.
As many as possible. Are we going in this as a team?
Yeah.
Final, take fucking three.
Yeah, it's strategic.
He did have me at sultry. That's a Clint word.
Oh, this week has been one of my greatest weeks ever.
Oh, fuck me. It's not the middle one.
The middle one I made up.
Oh, my God, I hate this segment.
How's it possible?
So I want to tell you.
I thought it was like topical explosive cans. They would make a note on that. Like, it was possible.
Have you seriously? We're both wrong.
You're both wrong.
What the fuck?
But this gives me great pleasure to
announce. How are breweries releasing this shit?
Okay.
How do they even get that by social media? How?
It gives me great pleasure to tell you that friends of the show and consistent overperformers in Brew or False, Alvarado Street Brewing Company.
Yeah.
Have done a Daiquiri Island Banana. And oh my God, I'm so upset it dropped clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they did a big old post about it. You know what? Even more everything, I thought you guys would get the hint because I have tried to name it like an other half beer.
Yeah, I get it. I
even put in the reference to the
I said it was a good name. I thought it was a good name.
Yeah, it is a good name. And, you know, it followed on from their even more series, TM, to be the even
you
more
You did
everything.
A lot of TMs.
Like yeah, that. TMs. But do you know what makes it really special this week?
Mm.
One of our own has joined the fray. DDH Oat Cream IPA V1 is from One Drop Brewing Australia.
Yeah, right.
Australia, welcome to Brew or False.
Yes.
Sultry wow. Beasts.
This is huge.
Now, can I just say.
Well done, Clint. I don't know how you
fucking. I have been worried about this one for a little while now because it has got around ye old beer thread. Because let's be honest. A brewery in Australia just put out a social media post about their oat cream IPA in which, I quote, they said, our four ways of oat trademark processing. I shit you not. They actually like consider themselves to be processing oats four ways to create a beer. I don't know if it's the black IPAs talking, but this is fucking laughable.
I love it. Let's give
you
more.
Good on you. Good on you, One Drop, for the delicious, fluffy, cloud-like bullshit you put out there.
This is incredible.
This is the raw.
Why does he not get drunk on show more
This is
often?
The raw early step brewers kind of episodes I live for.
This is hilarious because like you and I have been cooked on show, but he is not.
Yeah,
you know what? One drop.
Do another black IPA?
By all accounts.
Say it again.
I'm gonna drink some more of this fucking cronky, baby.
Yeah, okay.
One drop by all accounts make good beer, but you know what they don't do? Is good social media posts because this
marketing is key.
This is a steaming pile of let me at it. Wow. Let me just read this out.
Here he goes wow. again. No, let him go.
Are we doing this?
Do you want me to read it out?
We're definitely over
He's
time.
Read
but
it out.
We're definitely over time, but Clem's pissed and it's great. Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy everyone.
Won't Fluffy. Oh, should I do it in a sexy voice?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
I actually have been talking about them coming on the show, so.
Well, they're going to love listening back to this then, aren't they?
Let's do it. Fluffy, lush, silky and smooth.
Is that
a
your sexy
far-reaching...
Voice? It's like an ad for fabric softener.
Yeah.
A far-reaching gossamer-like hop complexity with soft florets of tangerine, lime, tropical fruit.
Are you Colin Farrell?
And coconut. Our four ways of oats trademark processing together with creamy Australian lactose help to take the density of the mouthfeel and the flavour to new heights. Softest of water and novel yeast provide the utmost cushy comfort. All coalescence into the first version of our explorative series.
Stop. Too far.
And the lofty heights of where the fluff can go.
This is getting raw.
This is pretty weird.
This is getting weird, and I think we should.
Layers upon layers of creamy, smooth mango.
We should definitely.
And sultry.
So, guys, thanks so much for joining us for this next for this episode. It's been an absolute pleasure. He's just going to keep reading it. Enjoy it while it does.
I'll fight
thank
out.
You for joining us Float for the Black IPA episode. It's been our pleasure.
Double dog.
We'll see you next time. Love from Ali and I.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much love from Klimt anymore.
We faded him out. It's for the best.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We'll talk to you soon.